Well, I think we all knew that this day was coming, and we knew that this was what they were going to say. But the key thing is, because we knew that, we know the fight is not over by any extent. And so today is just a moment in the whole process, but the fight goes on.
Of course, it's been going on for 6 years, and a lot of campaigners disappointed by today know that it could go on for many years to come. I mean, where is the end going to be?
That's absolutely right. In fact, I think I was the first politician to kind of ever say, look, I think we've got a problem here. There could be an incinerator bill here. It was many years ago. So it's been a very long fight up to this point. From here, we're going to ask the Secretary of State for Communities to call in this application. That means to examine it again. It's on Greenbelt, after all. It's a big public concern. It's attracted a huge amount of interest. So that's the next stage. And even after that, I have been chairing a group called the New Barnfield Action Fund Trust. Now, that group has been busily raising money to try to fight this very occurrence, and we're prepared to launch a judicial review into the process, which we think has been fundamentally flawed. So there's an awful lot of water to flow under the bridge yet.
Now, Hertfordshire County Council is predominantly Conservative. You're a Conservative yourself. Are you feeling any embarrassment at the decision and the process that campaigners have been taken through over time with the result that we've got in front of us?
No. We need to know who sort of tried to say, allege those sort of things, and watch out for any local politicians who try to do that. Incineration, this energy from waste system, is backed by all three major political parties. The process was started under the last Labour government. This is a Conservative Lib Dem coalition government. The local council, or rather the county council, wouldn't even be in a position of getting to today's decision if it weren't for the fact that politically at the top, all the parties support this technology. And I have to say, actually, I'm not against the technology. What I'm against is the location. A special needs school with the trucks needing to run via the back doors of my constituents. That's what I object to. It's the location. I've offered to work with the with those responsible to find a better location for this. So no, I don't think people should play politics with it. We've been much better at opposing this new Barnfield application because, frankly, we've all worked together. I've joined with, as a Conservative, I've joined with Labour and Lib Dems to fight this, and that's what we need to continue to do. Otherwise, we'll put the whole campaign in jeopardy.
I mean, is there anything else that you'd like to add? Obviously, you've got lots of thoughts probably going through your head at the moment. You did expect this result, and you obviously planned what to do next. So what is going to be the first... What did you do immediately after finding out?
Well, the very first thing is we want to ask the Secretary of State to so-called call this decision in. That's because the decision's been made to build a large incinerator on a piece of greenbelt, a very controversial development, which has raised a lot of public concern. So we think it meets the tests, if you like, to be called in. So right now, tonight, we're consulting our solicitors, our lawyers, and before the end of the week, we'll be firing off a letter asking for that to happen. As I say, even that won't be the end of the road, regardless what they come up with. We have raised nearly £60,000. I'm the chairman of this New Barnfield Trust. We've raised nearly £60,000, and that money will go towards potentially having a judicial review. That's to review the entire process.